Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tram. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tram.
Today we're going to be learning the halachas of being walled as a living or residential space. This is Siman Pei Gimel, the 83rd chapter in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We've been learning about carrying on Shabbos. So the question that we're going to deal with today is, what happens if you have a yard, but not just a yard, a large yard? What is the status of a large yard or fenced-in area? So the general principle is that an area which has walls or fences cannot be considered a full Rishus Hayachid, a full private domain, unless it is walled in or fenced in as a place of inhabitation, as a residential area. Let's just jump in, and we're going to just deal with 11 questions today, and that's all. First question, what qualifies something to be considered fenced in for residential purposes, for inhabitation? So it needs to be that one first builds one's house onto this in this area and then fences it in, or one builds one's house adjacent to this area, open to this area, and then fences it in. So the main point being is this is part of my living. This is part of my residence as opposed to just a fenced-in area. So once it is fenced in, but let's say that it is just fenced in and there's no living there. There's no house on the property or next to the property. So what's the halacha about such a place? So then it would depend how big it is. If the area is smaller than the courtyard of the Mishkan, which is described in Sefer Shmos, then one can carry in that area. But if it is bigger than the area of the Mishkan, it's considered a karmelis, which is a semi-public domain. How big is the area of the courtyard of the Mishkan? So if you look in the Torah, it is 50 by 100 amos, or 50 by 100 cubits. Cubit is from one's elbow to the tip of one's finger. This is averaged, and the Ketzer gives us a different number of different measurements, but roughly it's around 18,340 square feet is the area we are talking about. So bigger than that, you cannot carry in it, even it's got a fence around it. Smaller than that, one may carry in that. Now, does this matter if it, what the shape of this enclosure is? So not really, let's say it's a circle, as long as it encloses 18,340 square feet or below that amount, one can carry, above that one cannot, if there's no house or on premises. The Kitzur points out that if it is rectangle, the length of the length is double the length of the width, then that would be a problem. It's considered bigger, even though it may be of a smaller measurement. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that's only when we're dealing with exactly the 100 amos by 50 amos, then if the dimensions are too long in one direction, that makes it a problem, makes it considered like it's bigger. But otherwise, if it's smaller, it doesn't make a difference, even if it's a very long and narrow courtyard or area. What is an example of something which is not mukaf ladira, something which is not a residential fenced-in area? So let's say we talk about a forest or a park, those kind of things, those kind of areas, there's no one living there, then one would need to know how big it is, a golf course sometimes. So what happens if I have an area which is not residential, it's not mukaf ladira, but it's smaller than two seah, so it's smaller than this space of the courtyard of the Mishkan, and it is open to a house or a yard. So I put the house there afterwards. Can I move things from the house to this park area? Can I move things from the courtyard, my yard, into it or not? So from the yard to the park and vice versa is fine. From the yard to the house or vice versa is a problem. Why is that a problem? So because the utensils in the house are considered very much in the private domain. In this area, which is a non-residential enclosure, is considered one step removed. It's considered one step weaker in terms of domains, and one may not move from the house to it or vice versa. What happens if I have a fenced-in forest, and I want to build my new estate, my new house on this estate, but the fence is already up. So how do I make it that this fence is considered, mukaf ladira, is considered a residential fence, as opposed to it was just a park that I put my house in? So in order to do this, I would need to remove 10 amos, 10 cubits of the fence, thereby rendering the fence useless, and at such point, without a tzuras ha-pesach, without an entrance way, and then build the house, and then re-fence that area, because now when I'm re-fencing it, I'm circumscribing it for the shame dira, for the sake of residence. Now, if I made my house on a large estate, so let's say more than two seah, and then I fenced it in, so I did everything correctly, this is now a residential area, residential estate. Can I plant things in the estate, or does it lose the status of being my personal yard? So it depends. Planting trees is not a problem whatsoever because people like trees. Even if, let's say, you plant trees on most of your estate, it's still considered a residential estate because people like to live among trees. However, planting grain is more complicated because that's not something one's doing for residential purposes. That's really, in a certain sense, that's an agricultural, it's now a field, turning into a field. So it depends. If you plant grain in most of the area of the state, then that is a problem. Similarly, if I plant it in a smaller area, it's not most of the estate, but it's smaller than two seah, smaller than the area of the Mishkan, the area that's being planted, no problem. But if it's scattered, it's not most of the estate, but the area that it is planted is a grouping of two seah, of the area of the Mishkan of 18,000 and change square feet. That area now creates a problem because it becomes a karmelis. So what does that mean? So that means to say is that although I have an estate and it's circumscribed for residence, but nonetheless, I now have a field essentially in the middle of it, which is larger than 18,000 square feet. That area is now a karmelis, which means to say it's like my yard is open to a public domain. And until I actually fence that karmelis, until I fence that area, I cannot carry around in my yard. What about a residential yard, which is less than two seah, and I planted grain in that? So in that case, if it's a majority of the yard, it now loses its residential status, and I cannot carry from my house to the yard until the grain area, until the field area is fenced off. Obviously, one can still carry within it because it was fenced off for the sake of deer originally, and it's smaller than two seah and is still considered fenced in. But I would not be able to carry from house to it unless I circumscribed that field. This is just some of the halachas that relate to this very, very important halachas, which most people are not aware of. Have a wonderful evening.